The interview.
And the state senator who was pushing for a little bit of relief on gas taxes joins me now, Senator Simon Sefcik. Welcome back to the show.
Jason, thanks for having me.
So we just basically went through what should have happened, what would have happened in a sane world. Were you under any belief that the Democrats in the Senate would have truly allowed for any kind of tax relief, regardless of gasoline or not, just any tax relief?
Well, I was certainly hoping for it. You know, I mean, when we have the surplus that we do, I would have thought we could have carved out some funding to give real tax relief to Washington families who need it. But alas, Jason, I was mistaken.
Yes, I think most people probably would have said you're mistaken if you're hoping Democrats will actually give that. But I mean, obviously, you're right. We had a surplus. Everything on paper indicates we should be getting some sort of relief, but we're not. Instead, we got a transportation package that does, in fact, rely on gas tax dollars, correct?
That's right. Yeah, there was a claim made that it doesn't rely on an increase in the gas tax. But I think even the fiscal note on it adds and accounts for additional cost in transportation and fuel standards. So that was a little misleading.
Yeah, it's totally misleading. And your Democrat colleague, Marco Elias, made that claim yesterday on Twitter saying, oh, you know, I headed into the session this year and I promised I wasn't going to raise gas taxes because families are struggling. But that's exactly what they end up doing. They just did it in a roundabout way. Are you satisfied with this transportation pack? Is there like anything in there that you think will be beneficial?
Well, you know, it's been called by Senator Elias the Move Ahead Washington package, and I've called it the Left Behind package because I truly feel that it leaves Washington, and especially residents in my district, behind. I mean, you know, there's certainly some things that I appreciate. I appreciate some of the projects that are being funded in my district. But overall, I think the way the conversation happened was quite tragic. If anything, the happiest thing about the transportation package that I feel is that they cut out the 6-cent fuel export tax. That would have been devastating, not just to my district specifically, but it would have caused basically a trade war with other states. And that's why the governor of Alaska and Oregon and Idaho, they all were extremely frustrated that we would even consider, I mean, that we would even think about doing what they proposed.
Yeah, but again, there's no tax that Democrats won't sort of reflexively defend. Going into the legislation, you were, I believe, a day, maybe too late because of the just the timeline in replacing Doug Erickson's position. You were able to get that, and you made some impact. Obviously, you're running for reelection. Was there anything that sort of caught you off guard as you jumped into the swing of things in Olympia that you weren't expecting?
You know, well, I think I've told the story before that people at first thought when I arrived that I was like a member of the public or an intern who was trying to get into the building. And I'm happy to report that a couple days ago, I tried to enter a different part of the building and one of the security guards thought I was a member of the public. And then they were like, oh, no, you're so-and-so's L.A., their legislative aide, right? And I didn't even correct them. And I just went ahead going and they let me in. So I've finally made it rather than just being viewed as a member of the public. They finally recognized me as a member of staff. So here we are.
Baby steps. So next time, obviously, you want to show up as an elected senator. Should you be reelected, what do you want to get done in your next term?
Well, you know, one of the things that I pushed for this session that I really think is even more salient now was the suspension of the gas tax. I think that that would have been a great way to cut down the price of everyone's gas in the state by 50 cents, and it wouldn't have affected our ability to fund transportation priorities. And, you know, the sad thing is it was sort of laughed off as being this out-of-touch idea. And when I look around and read the news, I see that different governors are considering doing this. Governor Newsom in California, Governor Kemp in Georgia, at the federal level. Two Democrat senators have proposed this at the federal level, and the White House has suggested that they'd be open to it. So, I mean, again, I just think that it's this fundamental belief that maybe serves as a divide, that every dollar and penny that ever comes into Olympia has to be spent on some new program or study, and that's just not the case. So I think we need to actually return the money back to the people who gave it to us.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I think most reasonable people would be with you on that one. We've been talking with State Senator Simon Sefcik. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Jason.